Welcome to this podcast, which is based on one of many blog posts written by Stan Berman. Mr. Berman is an entrepreneur and freelance paralegal that has worked in California and federal litigation since 1995, and has also created over 300 sample legal documents for California and federal litigation as the owner and creator of Legal Docs Pro. This podcast is designed to offer free legal information in order to empower both the public at large, as well as attorneys and other legal professionals, by assisting them in expanding their legal knowledge. However, you need to keep in mind that the information contained in this podcast is intended for legal information only and should not be taken as legal advice. We know that you will find the legal information in this podcast to be both interesting and informative. A request for production of documents in California litigation is the topic of this blog post. Requests for production of documents are a vital tool for obtaining the documents that support the opposing party's claims or defenses, so they can be reviewed. Demanding production and inspection of documents and tangible things, as well as entering onto land for inspection and other purposes, is permitted under the Code of Civil Procedure in California. The rules governing requests for production of documents are found in Code of Civil Procedure 2013.010 et sec. A defendant may propound a request for production of documents at any time. However, a plaintiff may not do so until at least 10 days have passed in service of the summons on the defendant, or the general appearance by the defendant, whichever occurs first. See Code of Civil Procedure 2031.020. There is no numerical limit to the number of requests, but a party served with excessive requests may seek leave of court to limit the number of requests. And any requests should be limited to documents that would contain relevant information that would assist the requesting party in evaluating the case, preparing for trial, or facilitating a settlement, or that might reasonably lead to admissible evidence. The California courts have ruled that the scope of discovery in California civil litigation is very broad. Any doubts are applied liberally in favor of discovery. For discovery purposes, information is relevant if it might reasonably assist a party in evaluating case, preparing for trial, or facilitating settlement. Gonzalez v. Superior Court, City of San Fernando, 1995, 33 Cal App 4th, 1539, 1546. Admissibility is not the test, and information, unless privileged, is discoverable if it might reasonably lead to admissible evidence. Davies v. Superior Court, 1984, 36 Cal 3D 291, 301. Requests for production and inspection of documents and tangible things are very useful in that they allow a party to review in detail all relevant documents and tangible things that support the opposing party's claims or defenses. An advantage of requests for production of documents are that, unlike special interrogatories and requests for admission, there are no format or content restrictions whatsoever, and no restrictions on any preface or instructions that may be included. We hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast and found the legal information both useful and relevant. Thank you for listening, and we sincerely hope that you will check out the other podcasts based on the blog posts of Stan Berman, available on a wide variety of California legal topics. If you would like more information on purchasing individual sample documents created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.scribd.com/legaldocspro. If you would like more information on sample legal document packages created and sold by Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net. If you would like to view the blog for Stan Berman, please visit www.legaldocspro.net/blog.